السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. My dear respected brothers and sisters and elders in Islam, it is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Almighty Allah has enabled us to come together, remember Him in this month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah, and we have reached the last few nights and few days of this Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us many more Ramadan inshallah in our life, and we really benefit and make use of it and be amongst those who are forgiven and accepted in this month of Ramadan inshallah. My dear respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expect from us honesty, expect from us sincerity. If you are sincere and if you make a decision that we want to change, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send down and He will help you create an environment that we change individually, as a family, as a community. But if we don't want change, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُوا مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. If we don't want change, Allah is not going to send down angels and change us. No. No nation, no community will be changed unless they make the effort towards the change. The month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us opportunity where like we go through a MRI scan or a CT scan, health-wise, medically-wise. So you see this. Any problems you have within you, you identify and then you address that problem. Many of us individually who has gone through this, now individually we know in which area that way we need to work on it. We know for a fact. There's two areas. One area that these areas need improvements. For example, in my salah, this area needs improvements. In my these things, I need these improvements. Another list we have is that these things have to be eliminated from my life. It has to be raised, taken out. Now, every one of us, we have a list in front of us. After this process, after standing in salah and everything, if we have this in front of us, then we know we are going through the right process. So this is very, very important. This list in front of us, it's between you and Allah, and it's very private. You're not going to put this out. And you know, these are the areas I need to really work on it. I have this problem, I have this problem, I have this problem. I need to address this. I need to address this. So in general, there's only two things. One is with regard to our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with regard to our relationship with fellow human beings. In this, both these angles, There are things that we need to improve. I need to improve in these things. And I need to completely erase or take these things away with regard to my relationship with Allah. With regard to Allah, this is something very, very important. If we have been before Ramadan or in between or before any time, if we have asked a question with regard to Allah, there is no question why. Why me? Why it is happening to me? Why it's happening like this? No. this vocabulary has to be taken away when it comes to with regard to us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something that has to be taken away. We have to keep saying, Alhamdulillah. Allah, you have better knowledge than me. You love me more than I love myself. You love me more than my parents and my mom. If you decided to send it, there's a great wisdom behind it. I am unable to understand the wisdom behind it. With regard to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is very, very important. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expects from us. At all time, all condition, whatever happen, all season, weather keep changing, everything, you have to say, Allah, your decision towards me is for my betterment. But I am very weak, I don't have that knowledge, I don't have the wisdom to understand it. Allah, please guide me to understand. Please guide me. Allah, be my wali, my friend, my partner, my protector in this journey. And you can see how Allah will guide you. This is very, very important, brothers. Allah should grant me and you, because sometimes it happens, you know, sometimes on the way we think, why is this happening? A small thing, maybe you drive, a small accident, right? You may say, oh, why is this happening? I just prayed Fajr and came. I just did this. I have done so much. No. When it comes to Allah, we are not in a state to say, Allah, I have done so much. No. We cannot have a bargain. We are not in that side. We must all say, okay, Allah, it's you. This is something that we need to emphasize. Any thought comes to us with regard to that, this we have to work on it. This has a connection with iman, faith. وَمَن يُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِي قَلْبًا. If any musibah, any calamity afflicts you, you have to say, it does not come إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that means Allah knew about it. Allah knew it's coming to me. It is meant to be to me. And then I'm going to have faith in Allah, so then Allah will guide my heart. This is number one. And this is a topic we need to talk, you know. And it is connected with iman. It's connected with the faith. Month of Ramadan, one thing that we keep emphasizing, imanan wahtisaban, imanan wahtisaban. It is based on faith and expecting sole reward, complete reward only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing else. It's the purely, that was the exercise. In fasting, no one knows, no one can reward us for fast. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, As-sawmu li wa ana ajzi bi. Fasting is all other amals, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not attribute to himself. We are praying, he says, As-salatu li no. Al-hajju li, az-zakatu li no. You never find anyway. It's only when it comes to fasting, Allah said, As-sawmu li wa ana ajzi bi. It's for me, because it's purely we do it, no one else knows, it is only between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So through that we strengthen our iman, our relationship with our Lord Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This area have to be emphasized. And our final, all our du'as we need to ask, and we want a change. Inshallah, in ummah, a change is taking place. Right? There's a lot of change taking place within us, people who live in this part. We question the hypocrisy of the leaders, Western leaders, hypocrisy. What's happening? They preach the whole world about fundamental rights, human rights, women's rights, children's rights, rights of, you name it, animal rights, rights of even people or community or individual is not even heard, indigenous people's rights. What else? More rights you want to know? There's more rights and rights, rights. And this is, the Western leaders have been preaching to the whole world. They go to Africa and they say, oh, what you're doing is against human right, against children's right, against all this. But their hypocrisy has been shown to the world based on how they deal with regard to Palestine people of Palestine and Gaza. And the violation is not just the right, it is, you know, every single thing has been taken away from those people. Dignity and right. So at this moment, the younger generation, Muslim, everyone, all citizens in the world, they are actually rethinking about it. What's happening? That's very, very important. So now the change is taking place. Now we need to actually turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very sorry, you know, I'm developed with this cough. Yeah, jazakallah. So we need to ask ourselves, how can I change my approach towards it? What is this brought? These things have to bring an impact and change on our life. If it doesn't change on our life, a brother come and tells me, Sheikh, I want to, this time, Eid, I want to celebrate it very basic. And the remaining money, I want to save, you know. Generally, I do so much, save some money, and spend this money to the cause of Palestine. That means there's a change, there's an impact happening, and that has to happen. Change and see, okay, that has to be impact within our neighbors, and think, okay, are we having it? Are we thinking more considered about our neighbors? Because that, we are going so far, yes, we need to. But that effect, that change has to benefit around. Our consideration about others. This has to build, this change, we have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we need to be consistent in our change. That's very important. Yesterday I spoke about that, the consistency. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes is not you do something up like that and then you drop down. No. Even a little amal, a little action that you do continuously has more effect and impact, and Allah loves that. Adwamuha. Adwam means you do it continuously. Da'iman is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than you do one act, you know, like this, and then they drop off. So we need to take back some things in this Ramadan. Okay, these are the habits I'm going to be consistent about. My Fajr Jama'ah, for example, I'm going to be consistent about it. Every one of us, we have our list. So say this, this is what I'm going to do. This impact, this change, this is what I'm going to do. And other side, very, very important. Like I said, with regard to our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that, with regard to our relationship with fellow human being, this is another very important point. That we don't, la yadlim wa la yudlam. We don't oppress another brother, neither we allow another brother to oppress us. That's also very important. When we leave our house, one of the beautiful dua Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, اللهم إني أعوذ بك أن أضل أو أضل أو أزل أو أزل أو أظلم أو أظلم أو أجهل أو يجهل عليه. الله أكبر. How beautiful it is. It's like, you know, I should not become a cause of means of misleading others, fooling others, taking other people's right, neither that someone else must do, you know, overpower me, take my rights away, mislead me. So it both ways. So when it comes to our relationship with fellow human being, that's very, very important. We don't give room for abuser to abuse as well. So it's in relationship, it's very, very important that how we respond with them, how beautifully we communicate with them. How can we, you know, go about it? And we don't be abusive, neither they allow them to be abusive. We don't take their right, neither we allow another person to take our right away. So change means that. Muslim ummah, and individually we can, that's happening. No, if you allow that to happen, it happens. If you allow that to happen, it will keep happening. And eventually what happened, you get used to it. When America was trying to abolish the slavery law, some slave came and said, don't abolish it. Why did they say that? They got used to it. They say, okay, this is our fate. That's how it's... No, we can't allow that. The change is that we all are equal brothers in humanity. We are equal when it comes to our faith. There's no our color, our difference, whatever language, where we are, whoever it is, we are equal. So it is same. Your honor and my honor is same. There is no different. Your life and my life is same. There is no difference. You can be rich, poor, whatever reason. So when it comes to our relationship with a fellow human being, it has to be always met in that way. It has to be met in that way. When you maintain that standard and you keep pushing it up, then it's good for both. But unfortunately, what happens, sometimes we do have this inferiority complexity. You know, oh, they are better than us. Oh, we think we are better than them. No, this both shouldn't come. We should never think anyone is better than us. Neither we think we are better than others. We are all kunu ibadallah. We are all a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all are equal. We stand together, we pray. That's what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought. That's what the Hajjat al-Wada'a. That's what he showed. Bilal radiallahu anhu, Khabbab ibn Arad, Ammar ibn Yasir. These are considered in Quraysh and in Makkah as people who are low. Their life, their dignity was not given the same place. And Allahu Akbar, through Islam, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam displayed practically that each and every one of them are equal to Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu, equal to Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. Only thing is our respect and honor and our status in eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala differs based on our taqwa. That we cannot determine here. But certain people have been given certain authority, certain wealth and fadl. We have to say that is a fadl from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some people Allah has given them a lot of wealth. He says, ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ. It's a fadl of Allah. But when it comes to we are equal. I have to sit eye to eye see with the brother. Stand next to him and pray. And this has to be given with the white skin and brown skin and black skin and whatever skin you eat, there is no difference. Whatever language you speak, there is no difference about it. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Arab and Ajam. Black and white. At that time, that was the thing. Arabs used to feel that they are superior than non-Arabs. He said, no. Romans and Europeans used to think they are superior than the Asians or the Indians. Oh, no, it's nothing like that. No one is superior based. So when it comes to our relationship, there's something very important. This is not, change that we should come in our act. It is from a change in our mind and heart. Change in mind and heart. And always say, if that brother can, I also can. It's only Allah. But our competition has to be in righteousness. Our competition has to be in righteousness, not in anything else. And it has to be fair. It has to be fair. And when we play the game fair, when we raise our hands, when you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely, Allah will bring the change. Right? So these are the last few days. Our Mullah Muhammad said, tonight is a very unique night. It coincides with odd night plus the Friday night. Allahu Akbar. Odd night, it's the 25th night, along with it being a Friday night. In generally, even whether Ramadan or not Ramadan, Friday night is a great night. There is a hadith says, our amals, actions are presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fasted on Thursday, right? And said Thursday night, that is Thursday evening. Allah said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I want to be fasting because my amals are presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Soon sunset, the amal will be presented. So the Friday night is starting. Soon sunset, Friday night it starts. So a special night, on a 25th night, we're not going to get another Ramadan or another Friday in this Ramadan. Another Friday in this Ramadan. And if this is going to be the last Friday. So maximize it. Try to come over. Maybe if you can do the nafil itikaf tonight, it will be great. So come and spend the whole night here. There is a khatam of a second taraweeh here, mashallah. So participate in that. Stay a little awake. You know, just at least this night, so there is more possibility of. And put all this, like I said, go through this scanning. Sit together, just close your eyes and go through this. Give some time for yourself. Give some time for your soul. Give some time between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And say, okay, what have I done? Just go through. And what is my plan for month of Shawwal, Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah? These are months of Hajj. So how am I going to prepare myself? And don't ever think that, you know, Hajj, people think, oh, I have to have money to keep intention. No. If you have not performed, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep intention and prepare yourself mentally, spiritually. Some people have the money, but they are not ready mentally and spiritually. They go there, their money is waste, Hajj is waste, because they are not ready. But prepare yourself, plan yourself, make dua, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ya Allah, I want to do that. When you are in a high spirit, your iman is high. You see, you go through this purification, and then immediately you prepare yourself for Hajj, then it goes through a very strong bond, you know. Shawwal, Zulqa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah. So you learn about it, connect yourself. So what is your plan, remaining plan? That's very, very important. The plan that you want to visit Baytullah, or what you're going to do, learn about it, connect yourself, and take, my Shawwal is going to be like this, my Zulqa'dah is going to be this way, Dhul-Hijjah is this way, the fasting plan, 6 days of fasting in Shawwal. In Zulqa'dah, at least I'm going to fast those white days, 13th and 14th. And in Dhul-Hijjah, inshallah, either go for Hajj. If no, inshallah, I'm going to fast the 9 days. وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ Suratul in Fajr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that great 10 nights. So, alhamdulillah, let us plan it. Tonight maximizes, make use of it. So, inshallah, that we have more opportunity. And make dua for ummah, for whole ummah, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us. May Allah bless us with the night of Laylatul Qadr, inshallah. And may Allah grant us acceptance in the night of Laylatul Qadr. Not only, you know, reaching that night, acceptance in that night, to be forgiven in that night, to be amongst those who are, you know, getting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rida. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.